Yes, there's power in his name. Come on and just begin to give God praise wherever you are. Think of his goodness toward you. Think of God's mercy toward you. All that God has done, there's power in the name of Jesus to answer your prayers today, to heal your body. There's power in the name of Jesus to meet your needs and to make a way. There's power in the name of Jesus to reconcile your family. There's power in his name. Come on and just worship him today. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. Everything that you need to get your day started off right, to keep your day started off right, and to take you to success in every area of your life through the power of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And God has a great word for you today. We are in the books of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, and Romans, chapter 7, verses 14 through 21. Again, we're in the books of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. That's the Old Testament. And then Romans, chapter 7, verses 14 through 21 in the New Testament. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me first welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now, and to those of you who will be tuned in later listening to the recording, I say hello! Today is your day. Now, let me tell you quickly how to tune in with me and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Not rossi, but rawsi.org. If you cannot call in live at 7 a.m., still make sure that you get each day's fresh word for you by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen to all day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies there. Learn more about me and see what God is doing in the ministry on rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. God has an awesome word for you today, which is actually going to be part of a series. So make sure you do not miss one teaching. Either tune in live or follow the podcast. All right, we're in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 21, also from the KJV. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. This is Paul speaking. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Anybody ever been there? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Last verse. Listen to this. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is part one of fighting the battle to place and keep God first. Fighting the battle to place God first and to keep God first in our lives, because it's a battle. Today I read to you Exodus 20, verses 1 through 6, where God was speaking and he was letting the people know that he is the Lord their God who had brought them out of the bondage of slavery in the land of Egypt. And God was very clear in verse 3 of chapter 20 to say to them, thou shalt have no other gods before me, period. That was it. There was nothing else in that verse. It was so important that God laid down the line of authority and hierarchy. In other words, the flow chart, like you see in the job that says the CEO is at the top, you know, then it goes down to the next line of who is under the CEO, and then it goes down, you know, that diagram of everybody who's in charge. But standing alone at the top is God. There are no horizontal lines from God to someone else saying that someone else has the same authority as him. No, God stands alone. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then I took you to Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 21. I love these scriptures so much because it's Paul being very transparent. And what Paul was saying is, look, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Come on now. I met Jesus. I had that Damascus Road experience. He knocked me off my horse, changed my name from Saul to Paul. I already knew the law before then because I was high up in the religious society. That's why I was persecuting the Christians. I thought that they were not in compliance with the law. But even Paul here said, that which I would do or that which I want to do, those things which I plan to do, glory, that do I not. But the things that I know I should not do, he said in verse 15 of Romans 7, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, what I know I should not be doing, that do I. Then he said in verse 17, now then, because I'm doing what I should not be doing, it is no more I that do it, because you see, my will is to please God. My desire is to live right, but it is the sin that dwelleth in me. Fighting the battle to place and keep God first in our lives. You see, so many of us want to do the right thing. So many of us plan to do the right thing. So many of us have committed our lives to Christ. And when we wake up in the morning, we give God praise. All throughout the day, we honor him. It is our utmost priority that we want to live a godly life. That which I would do. That which I'd want to do. But somewhere along the road, you ever been there? Somewhere throughout your day, sin manifests its ugly head in your life. Whether you allow yourself to be in a sinful situation, or whether you are the instigator or the initiator of the sinful situation, or whether sin came upon you and before you knew it, you found yourself doing what you're not supposed to do, it is a battle to place and keep God first. Isn't this some good teaching? You see, you cannot just rest on what you did for God yesterday in the fight to live and stay saved. Every day is a brand new day that brings with it brand new challenges, brand new obstacles, brand new sin, and brand new attacks from the enemy, brand new attacks from your family, brand new attacks from your friends. Every day brings with it the opportunity to serve God as well as the chance to backslide on God. It is a battle, glory, to stay saved. And this is a good teaching because, like Paul, it deals with the everyday practicality of what we encounter in our lives. You see, many times we got to get ready to go into prayer. We're going to continue this tomorrow in part two. Many times, one of the main reasons we cannot stay saved is that the church is not teaching us that you have to recommit yourself to God every day. You have to make a choice to live this life, and that it's not a bed of roses. See, some people think that once you get saved, you won't have any more obstacles. You won't have any more attacks of the enemy. You won't ever go through anything. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And what it does is it discourages people so that when they find themselves having committed a sin, they just then walk completely away from God. Glory. Because they feel like, what's the use? But Paul said here in Romans chapter 7, he said in verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, isn't this some good word, dwelleth no good thing. Brothers and sisters, we are in the flesh. You are a fleshly being. Paul said that just because of you being human, no good thing dwelleth in you. He said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Then he said in verse 21, and I love this, I found then a law. I found out what the answer is about the sin going on in my life. He said, evil is always present. Now, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to make a choice. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, and then we're going into prayer. Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. This is how you win the battle. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Every day you got to renew your mind. Sometimes multiple times a day. You got to readjust your mindset. I'm not just talking about you. I have to do it as well, especially being an attorney. Sometimes people want to come at me the wrong way, the opposing counsel, and I have to catch myself before I respond and reposition my mind to the mind of Christ. I had the mind of Christ when the conversation started, but then somewhere there, they got off track, and they may say something that really crossed the line, and then I have to renew my mind in the split second before I answer, because I'm fighting the battle, glory, to not only put God first every day, but to keep God first. Being saved is a lifestyle. It is the core of me. It has to become the core of you. Because when it is, can nothing come out of you but what is in you, and that is the desire to live right before God. Isn't this a good word? We got to get ready to go into prayer. Make sure you do not miss part two tomorrow. We're going to get into the everyday practical things that you can do to not only put God first, but to keep him first. And we're going to talk about everyday things. Not religious things, but what goes on in your life every day. Because that's what we do here on Daily Fire. This is how you're empowered to success in every area of your life. It is a battle, and you cannot let the devil win. You've come too far, glory. Let's get ready to go into prayer. To just give up now. You've come too far. You sacrifice too much to just let the devil take it all back. Come on and worship the Lord. Say, I will win the battle to put God first and to keep God first in my life. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, Father. We say thank you. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we come before you today. We're fighting a battle every day. What we want to do is to praise you. What we want to do is to live for you. What we want to do is to be saved, get saved, and stay saved. What we want to do is to be witnesses of you. What we want to do is to bring others into the kingdom. But God, every time we desire to do right, we find the law that evil is always present with us. There's the angel on the right shoulder and the devil on the left shoulder. And God, every time we want to do what you told us, sin, evil, in this flesh, well, it's no good thing. Sin and evil, they come in, God. But Lord, we know if we would renew our minds, if we would submit our way to you, Father, we can do what you told us to do. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening right now. Let this word fall on the ground. Let this word change lives and deliver people to save and set free. Let this word, Father, restore people and bring people back to you. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them and heal them, save them, sanctify, deliver, set free, open doors, make ways, answer prayer. In your name, we pray. Come on and tell God, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I will win the battle to place God first and to keep God first in my life. Keep on praising him as I do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have placed other gods before the Lord, For those of you who do not take time at least once a day to read your Bible, for those of you who do not take time at least once a day to pray, for those of you who do not take time at least once a day to just go into praise and worship with God, I'm not talking about how long your prayer has to be, how long you got, how many chapters you have to read, how many songs you got to listen to. I'm just saying you know who you are if you don't do that. Sometimes every day, I wasn't even doing it. I get so caught up in my work, and the whole day would have gone by, and I hadn't even just stopped and took time to do nothing but focus on God. So I'm being real. It's not just you. It was me too. Let's go into prayer. Father, I come, repeat after me, I'm sorry. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not putting you first every day. I repent of not reading my Bible every day. I repent of not praying every day. I repent of not giving you praise. I'm not saying thank you, Jesus, every day. I repent of not witnessing about your goodness every day. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I give you praise. Now, Lord, I give you thanks. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now I confess, glory, that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now I confess that I will put you first. I will keep you first. I will win the battle to keep you first. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome home to the family of Christ. You are now saved no matter what you did before you prayed that prayer. No matter what you did yesterday, you are saved right now. And if for those of you who were saved but who had backslidden, you are now rededicated to Christ. Make sure you are making time for the Lord. And I tell you, if you just tuned in here every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or listen to the recording, if you cannot tune in live, go to rawsi.org, rawsi.org. The recording is posted every day. As soon as this is over, it's available. Or follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. You will get your Bible word here. You will get your prayer here. You will get teaching here. You will get praise here. You will spend time with God every day. If you would just tune in with me Monday through Friday, then Saturday or Sunday, whatever day you have church, you're in church. And on that other day, that's just a day for you to talk to God about whatever else you needed to talk to him about. All right? Our topic for today is fighting the battle to place and keep God first. Your task for today is to set aside time every day to spend time with God. That is time where you're not on the phone, you're not on Facebook, you're not on social media, you're not taking a call. That's time for you and God. When you do, you'll be broken so that God can remake you. Give God what belongs to him, and he'll give you what belongs to you. Win the battle. Keep him first. We're going to end today with Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobb. Wants to be first. He requires it.
I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again, me on fire. Set me on fire.